Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Sachem Daf Mem Hey, and we're starting Mem Dalon Rabbeis, the bottom line with the words Amru Loi and Vilnsur's Daf Tad Lamentes Amr Alf about a third of the way into the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Biaka Moshe Harnish Moshe to have an Oliyah. Now we're in the middle of a story. Bnei Bisayro, the Nesim of Eretz Yisrael, were unsure of what to do when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Is the Karam Pesach Doich Shabbos or not? And they were told that somebody named Hillel was there from Bavel. He was Meshamish Shmaya Naftalion, the leaders of the generation, and Efshur Shiyesh Bimenu Techelas. Maybe there's going to be hope from him. So they asked Hillel their question, and he responded them. Was definitely the Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. For there are many Korbanos that are Deicha Shabbos, the foremost being the Korban Tamid. Now we pick up with their response. Amrulai, they told him, Kvar Manu Shesh Mimcha Techelas, we already said that there's going to be hope from you. The problem is, what's your source for this? What's your raya? So Mem Hamar Alpha on top, Hisrael Darsh Lohen, Me Hekesh, Mikal Chaymer, Mikzer Shavah, he darshan his halacha for them from three different places. A Hekesh, which is a Mamatsinu, we find two similar things in two different places. A Kal V'Chaymer is that one side is more Makel, the other one is more Chamer, more strict, and therefore we compare them. And Mikzer Shavah is a comparison between two psukim. Now we detail these. Hekesh, what's the Hekesh? Hillel told them, Hillel with Tamid Karban Sibur, or Pesach Karban Sibur, just like the Karban Tamid is a Karban Sibur, and Karban Pesach is considered Karban Sibur, Ma Tamid, Karban Sibur, Decha Shabbos, just like the Tamid, which is Karban Sibur, Decha Shabbos, Av Pesach Karban Sibur, Decha Shabbos, so to the Karban Pesach, which is also Karban Sibur, Decha Shabbos, and Mikal V'Chaymer, what's the Kal V'Chaymer? Or Mayim Tamid, She'en Chayiv Nalas Yosei Kares, just like the Karban Tamid, that if it's not brought, a person's not Chayiv Kares, Decha Shabbos, but Decha Shabbos, Pesach She'Chayiv Nalas Yosei Kares, the Karban Pesach, if one doesn't bring it, he is Chayiv Kares, and then She'en Chayiv Shabbos, then we say for sure there's Zecha Shabbos, and Migzer Shavah, what's Migzer Shavah? Well, never with Talmud, B'may Adai. It says by the Karma Talmud, in its time, and never with Pesach, B'may Adai. It says by Karma Pesach, in its time. So when we learn, Ma Talmud Shener Rabbi, B'may Adai, Dechasa Shabbos, just like with Karma Talmud, it says the word May Adai, and we know the Talmud's Dechasa Shabbos, Av Pesach, Shener Rabbi, May Adai, Dechasa Shabbos, so too the Karma Pesach, which has the word May Adai as well, is also Dechasa Shabbos. So they responded, Kvar Marnu, Im Yesh Techaz Mi Bavli, we already said that hopefully there will be hope from this Babylonian. The problem is, Hekesh Shamarta Yesh Le Tshuva, the Hekesh that you said has a response to it. Why is that? Because we could always say the loy, it's not so. If you want to say Tamid Zeicha Shabbos, well, I could say that's because Sheken Yashle Kitzva, it has a set time every single day. A Karban Tamid has to be brought, so of course it's Zeicha Shabbos. Tamid and Pesach, are you going to say the same applies to Pesach? Shein Le Kitzva doesn't have a set time, it's not brought on a particular day of the week, and therefore maybe we don't have Mamatzinu between Tamid and Pesach. And Kal V'Chaymer Shamarta Yashle Tshuva, the Kal V'Chaymer that you said also has a response because loy, it's not so. If you want to say this applies to Karban Tamid, it's Kachay Kachim, it's an oil, it's completely burned on the Mizbeach. So it's an elevated level of Kedusha. Maybe that's why it's Zecha Shabbos. Talking about Pesach, or you can say the same by Pesach, Shu Kachim Kalim, it's considered Kachim Kalim. Maybe it's not Zecha Shabbos. And Gzeir Shavas Shamarta, regarding Gzeir Shavas that you said, the reason why that's a problem is She'ain Adam Don Gzeir Shav Me'atzmoy. A person is not allowed to make his own Gzeir Shava up. You have to get Gzeir Shava from your Rebbe, and you didn't get this from your Rebbe. Seems like you made it up on the spot. If a person is going to end up making his own Gzeir Shava, he's going to end up saying that a sheretz, one of the creepy crawlers that's metame, he's going to say that it's metame ba'ayel, that even if someone is under the same roof or in the same room, the same building as a sheretz, he's tame, and we know that that only applies by mace, and he's going to say that Thomas mace is metame chadasha, even a piece the size of a lentil is going to be metame, and we know that's not true, that's a din only by sheretz. But again, if a person is able to make exershav by himself, he will say this, do darash beged ar exershava, because he darshan beged ar for exershava, and therefore we definitely cannot make exershava up on our own, we have to get it from our Rebbe. Now the next three lines, starting with this word over here, kach, ending with the words miyad hu tahar, they don't belong in this gemara. They're really relevant for the next daf, mem vav amud aleph, and we're going to explain them over there. So put a little notation over here because we're going to be coming back to them tomorrow. And we continue discussing gzeir shava. Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says b'shem Rabbar Mamal, adam don gzeir shava l'kayim talmudai, vein adam don gzeir shava l'vatal talmudai. A person could make up a gzeir shava if he's just being mekayim. He's trying to maintain something that he learned already. In other words, he learned something from his rebbeim and he wants to support that by finding gzeir shava. He could do that because he's not contradicting what he learned from his Rebbe. As only if his Gzeir Shava is going to be mevatel, it's going to contradict, it's going to nullify that which he learned previously, so then he can't make up that Gzeir Shava on his own. And also, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, B'Shem Rabbar Mamal, Adam Dan Kavu Chaymer La'atzmai, a person could make up his own Kavu Chaymer, even if that's going to be mevatel, something he learned previously, but Ve'in Adam Dan Gzeir Shava La'atzmai, a person can't make up his own Gzeir Shava. Lefikach, therefore, Meshim Kavu Chaymer Ve'in Meshim Gzeir Shava, we can ask on a Kavu Chaymer, but we can't ask on a Gzeir Shava. Now back to the story of Ben Beser and Hillel. Afal Bisha Yashiv Darsh Lahen Kol Ha'yayim, even though Hillel was sitting and darshaning for them, the entire day trying to prove that what he was saying is correct, like Hillel Menu, they did not accept it from him. Ad Sharmalan until he told them, Yavo Eli, which is an expression, Kach Shamati Mishmaya Vitalian. This is what I heard from Shemaya Vitalian. I got this from my Rebbeim, but I didn't just make it up on my own. And Kim Shoshoma Menu Kane, once they heard that from him, they stood up, Uminu Aisoy Nasi Alayan, they appointed him as the Nasi. They said, we are not Nasim anymore, you are the Nasi. And Kim Shiminu Aisoy Nasi Alayan, when they made him, Hillel, the Nasi over them, Hischa Makantram Bidvarim, he started pestering them, if you will, with words, but Aimer and he said, Migarm Lachem Lazarch Babli Azar. Hazeh, what caused you to need this Babylonian, referring to himself? Isn't it because you weren't Meshamish the two greats, Shmai and Avtalion, who used to be near you? You weren't Meshamish improperly. That's why you didn't know the halacha. That's why it ended up being that you had to ask me for the halacha. Now, Kimish Akintram Bidvarim, once he said these words to them, now ma halacha menu, he forgot another halacha. Amrullah, they asked him about the following halacha. What should the people do if they didn't bring their knives Erev Shabbos? When Shabbos is Erev Pesach, it's really Erev Shabbos, they should bring their knives to the Beis HaMikdash and store them there. But what about people who didn't bring their knives? How are they supposed to carry their knife to the Beis HaMikdash? That's Aser. So Amrullah told them, halacha zu shamati v'shachachti, I heard this halacha, but I forgot it. Ela hinichul Yisrael, you should leave the Yidden in Nevi'im, if they're not Nevi'im themselves, b'nei Nevi'im hein, they're b'nei Nevi'im, which means that what Yidden do, the way they act, the halachas that they keep, is something that they got from their fathers and their father's fathers, the Messiah, and therefore we can trust what they're going to do. And miyad, right away, what happened? Kol mishay pischa tileh, anyone whose karm pesach was a tileh, it was a sheep, so sheep has wool. Hayotoychva begizasoi, he took the knife for shechita and put it inside its wool. Wool can hold a knife. And gedi, if the karm pesach was a goat, which doesn't have wool, it has very thin hair, hayokosha ben karnov, he would tie it between its horns. Nimtzu pischein mevin sakinei mimayin, turns out that their karm pesach brought their knives with them, and that's permitted, even though usually an animal doing malacha on Shabbos is usur. This is not the norm, this is not the derech, and therefore it's permitted. And kimin shiras amaisa, when Hillel saw this, niskar's halacha, he remembered the halacha, and Omar, he said, kach shamati mishmai v'avtalion, this is what I had heard from shmai and avtalion, that this is what's to be done. Reb Zeira says, b'shem Reb Elazar, kol tayra she'ein la beis av, any tayra, any halacha that doesn't have a beis av, it doesn't have a mesayra, ain't a tayra, it's not a tayra. Meaning, it's not sufficient just to see that this is what Yidden do, this is the common practice, this is what's accepted, and that's fine. That's not fine. It has to be that there's a mesayra for it, that the Rav, the leader, the gadol, he says, oh, I know that this is halacha from my rebbeim or from so-and-so. Just the mere fact that the Yidden were doing it is not enough to say that it's okay to be done. Now we just continue talking about this idea of an animal, specifically a karbon, doing malacha for you. So Taman Tani over there, we learned in the Mishnah, this is in regards to the paraduma, which we know the paraduma, in order to be kosher, is not to have done any work, so much so that you can't even place a light load on its back and have it stand there for a little bit. Even if it doesn't move with the load, even if something's placed on its back, that already postles it. So Mishnah Maseches Parah says, Rachav Alea, if a person rode on the paraduma, Nishan Alea, if he leaned on it, Nitl Biznava, he hung something on its tail, Avar Basanar, if he used it to help him cross the river, he leaned on it while he was crossing the river with it, Kipa Alea Samaisira, or if he took the reins, folded them over and put them on the cow's back, Nasan Talisa Alea, or if he put his talis on it, Psula, he postles it. That's considered like it did work, Aval Kashra Maisira. But if he just tied it with reins, Asal Sandal Bishvil Shaloi Tachlik, if he made some sort of shoe for it so it doesn't slip, or Pars Talisa Alea Bneaz Vuvin, if he put his talis on it to protect it from flies, Ksheira, then it's kosher, because he did this all for the protection of the cow, not for himself. And then Mehom Bez on top, Zalklav, this is the rule. Kosher Litzarcha Ksheira. If he did this thing for the cow, for the paraduma, it's still kosher. Whereas Litzarcha, if he did it for a different need for himself, so then it's possible. And Ada Yalfa Menahiva, he Yalfa Menada. This is learned from that, and that is learned from this, meaning we learn the din of Kachim from paraduma and paraduma from Kachim. We know that just like there's an Isser of doing malacha with a paraduma, there's also an Isser of doing malacha with Kachim. If we have an animal that's designated as a carbon, you're not allowed to do malacha with it, but we learn this from that and that from this. Namely, Hada Yalfa Menahi. We learn this from that. Shem Tala Basak and the Shechta, Ksheira, that if a person hung the Shechita knife from the paraduma, then it's kosher. That's not considered doing work with the paraduma because this is for the cow, it's for the paraduma, it's for Shechting it, and that's learned from the case of the Karban Pesach that we just mentioned. And Vahi Yalfa Menahda, this learned from that, meaning we learn Karban Pesach from Kachim, Shekal Avoida Shila Shem Kachim, in Avoida, that any Avoida which is for the Kachim is not considered Avoida. Now we have a different question going back to the Karban Pesach. Why didn't Hillel just allow them to carry their knives by way of chayla? Chayla over here means a wall, that we could form a human wall of people going from their homes all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's considered a mechitza, and then they could carry within those mechitzas, within those partitions, and it's not considered like carrying an Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's something that we see in Masechta Shabbos that could be done sometimes. So why didn't Hillel tell them they could do that? The answer is a musbi ala krev imi, that he holds a krev imi, who also is making partitions by way of this chayla, by way of people standing next to each other, and that's why Hillel didn't suggest it. The Gemara says, not so quick, vafilu tamar krev simayin. It could even be that Hillel holds a krev simayin, which does allow making this human wall, and that's a valid partition. However, k'shem shenel mazu, nel mazu. The same way that he had forgotten this halacha, the same way that he forgot what the Yidden actually did, which was that you could put the knife on the animal will carry it. We say that he also forgot this idea of making a chayla, a human wall, and that's why he didn't suggest it. Now, Omar Vavram Vavram points out the following. It's impossible to have two Shemitah periods, which means 14 years, that the 14th, meaning Erev Pesach, doesn't fall in on Shabbos. It has to be that within a span of 14 years, and really according to our cheshbon of years, it's 21 years, but the idea is that it has to be that B'nai B'Seira had once upon upon a time come upon this halacha that Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, and they definitely knew what to do then. And so obviously the question is, why is they forgot this halacha? They definitely had Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Why also now do they not know the halacha? The answer is, this was Hashem's way of giving greatness to Hillel. Hashem wanted Hillel to become recognized and become the Nasi. Therefore, he made B'nai B'seira, the Nasiim, forget this halacha that they definitely should have known, so that they should go and ask Hillel, and then the whole story would continue from there. Now, Rav Man, Rav Man says, Anash Shamas Rav Yudan, I heard from Rav Yudan, Umin Kol Rabbanin, from all the Rabbanin, Mebnei Ma Noigin, Mebezin Shel Matan B'chavod. Why is it the Bezin down here? Meaning, why is it the B'nai B'seira acted with such kavod, with such deference, and such honor to Hillel? Shelo Yeruha Machlaikas B'Yisrael, so as not to increase Machlaikas among the Yidin. They didn't want it to be that people would say, look at this, Hillel knew the answer to the question, you didn't know, and you're still the Nasiim. So they decided that they're not going to be the Nasiim anymore, because they didn't want there to be Machlaikas, and they gave it over to Hillel. And actually, there are three that took off their crowns in this world. They gave them over to someone else, and they inherited Olam Haba because of that. These are them: Yonasan ben Shaul, Yonasan the son of Shaul. We know that Shaul was the king, and Yonasan, his oldest son, should have been the next one in line. However, Yonasan, who's a good friend of David, told him, you know, David, you're going to be the king, and I'll be there to serve you. And that gave him Olam Haba. The second one is Elazar ben Azariah. He became the Nasi after Gamaliel got taken away from the position. Elazar ben Azariah was made the Nasi, but then later on, he gave it back to Rabbi Gamaliel, and Vizikne Besera, these Kenim Besera, they gave him the Nasias to Hillel. However, the Gemara says, the first two are not a Raya. Then, in regards to Yonasan ben Shaul, Amar Rablah says, Afilu Nashim Achari Hakarion, Yodes Hayu Shedavid Asalimlech. Even the women who were weaving, they were behind the loom, even they knew that David was supposed to be the king. Everyone was talking about it. Everyone knew it. This wasn't a Chedesh. So the fact that Yonasan told David, you're going to be the king, is not anything so special, because everyone knew that David was supposed to be the king. And also, Elazar ben Azariah, the fact that he gave the Nasias back to Rabbi Gamaliel is not a Chedesh, because Tanyan Hava, it was actually a stipulation that when they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Nasi, it was built into it that Rabbi Gamaliel could get the Nasias back. And Les Lecha Kada, the Zikni Besera, the only one you have is the Kenim of Besera, the Sharon Garmoin, Minasusa, Menune Nasi. They on their own took off the mantle of leadership of Nasias, and they gave it to Hillel to be the Nasi. And so they're the only ones that we can find that shown in this particular matter that they gave their own Gedula to somebody else willingly. Now, Rabban the Kesar and Amrin, they say, after Rabbi Chanin Tzipirin Rabbana, that we find another one, Rabbi Chanin Tzipirin, he was Rosh Hashiva, he gave the position over to Rav Mana, who was a bigger Talmud Chacham than him and very poor, and so he willingly gave it over to Rav Mana. And now we see how difficult it could be to give over a position of importance. Amr Rishu ben Kavsai, he says, all my life I ran away from a position of importance, but achshav shenichnasti, now that I've been entered into it, then now I do have a position of importance, call me Shubav Maitzieni, anyone who comes to try to take me away from it, but kumkum azani yarloi, I'm going to chase after him with this kumkum. What's a kumkum? So we actually have a modern Hebrew word that we use like this. That's electric hot water kettle that you put on its base, and it takes like a minute or two to get the water to boil, and you make it for your tea and coffee and whatnot. So back in the day, the same word was used. It was just a copper kettle that was placed on the fire. And what he mean by this, that he's going to chase them with his kumkum, ma kumkum hazeh, just like this kumkum, if it's thrown at a person, kaveh, it burns him, umafziyoy, and it injures him because it's heavy, umafachim bay, and also makes him black because of all the soot on the bottom, kachni yardloy, that's how I'm going to chase this person who tries to take my position away from me. Now, Rav Yisro Rabun, Rav Yisro Rabun has to clarify, chas v'shalom to have a bayla, chas v'shalom to say that Rishu ben Kavsai really wants this gedula, he really wants this position of importance so much that he's going to chase people that are going to try to take it away from him. El rather, what does he mean by this? To have a Amar, he would say, man yemer li, dechar mikdashem shemayim dechavasi, who's able to tell me that a different person who's trying to take away my position is going to be mekade shem shemayim like me, and that's the only reason why he's going to hold on to his position, because he knows that he brings a lot of kod shemayim. But either way, we see from here that when a person has a position of chashivas of godless, it's not so simple to give it up, and that further highlights the great act that B'nai B'seira did by giving the Nasias over to Hillel. We're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this whole story of Hillel getting the Nasias. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.